When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
One of the programs that just surprised everybody the last 2 years. They haven't had a rich football tradition in the past. But I'll tell you what, things have changed in West Boca Raton. Coach Dylan Potts has done a tremendous job with a great staff and a support system. They brought a ton of people to the state championship game, the 6A state title game, where they come out on top against Kissimmee Osceola. And Coach Potts is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations. I know it hasn't sunk in totally yet.
No, absolutely. You know, I appreciate you having me on here. Like I said, we appreciate, you know, everything and all the support you have for our program and everything you do for all the kids and, you know, here, especially in South Florida.
I know you went to the Boca Bowls. I know it's still going on. I was watching it before. Certainly, and they gave you guys an opportunity to be recognized, certainly as a Palm Beach County team that won a state title. What has it been like for you since we talked about it before with Bill Daly, when, you know, you came from Berlin Jesuit, you know, with Richie Stewart, who's one of the great people and, excuse me, one of the great teachers, and took the job up at West Boca and certainly hit the ground running. What was the important part? Because I know this last year we saw you everywhere, 7-on-7s, line camps. Was that something that you said, hey, listen, you know, we take this job, we've got to do more than just sit around and lift weights?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it was very important for us over the last 3 years to, you know, as cliche as it sounds at times, to be the hardest working team. And I mean, I think our kids have absolutely done that. And more than anything is, we knew at times, in order for us to get our respect, we had to get out there and compete with, you know, some of the best programs in the country, you know, that are here in South Florida. So we wanted to be at every opportunity we could, whether it's a 5-on-5, a 7-on-7, you know, whatever had, you know, going on, you know, we wanted to be there competing. And I think that's just, you know, as we did that more and more, our kids got more and more comfortable competing at a high level.
Yeah, and like I said, the one thing is you were facing off against some of these top teams. And, you know, that was one thing that, you know, when I talked to the Orlando Jones people, Elijah and all those people there, that's what they said. You know, we go around and we'll play Central, we'll play Northwestern, you know, we'll play Cocoa, we'll play all these teams, just so when we do play them or teams like that, our kids aren't going to be in awe. They know that we could compete with a lot of these programs. And certainly, like I mentioned, every line camp that you went for, and you know that any games won up front, and you certainly in all your games this year, especially the ones I saw you in, the game against Mitchell where they came in undefeated, you guys dominated both lines of scrimmage on Friday as well. You did the same thing. Talk about that, because you've got some really good coaches on your staff. You have some players who really get what you're doing. Talk about that process.
Well, I mean, I think it's been, you know, finding our identity, and that's been our identity from day one. You know, when we took this job 3 years ago, you know, we wanted to be a tough, disciplined football team. And we know at the end of the day, you know, all the championship football teams, you know, have the recipe for success is very similar. You're not going to win unless you have a very good offense and defensive line. So we've invested so much time, effort into creating, you know, those two units to be, you know, one of the best units, not only on our team, but, you know, overall units in the state. And I, you know, those guys do a great job. We have, you know, some of the best, you know, position coaches and coordinators I think you're going to find in the entire country down here. So I think that's also a big part of our success is just the amount of high quality coaches that we have and, you know, in the organization and everything that we do on a daily basis. I mean, you know, our 52 weeks is scripted out for the entire year, every single day from every minute that we're doing that we're not wasting a single minute on anything. You know, we're maximizing our time and getting these kids as ready as possible for, you know, these big games.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Dylan Potts joins us. West Boca Raton are the 6A state champions. And, you know, you take a look at the crowd that you brought, the support that you get from your administration. I know that when I was at the Mitchell game, I had an opportunity to meet your principal and some of your APs and a lot of the administrators at the school and how supportive they've been. Talk about that, because I don't think that's been said enough, how you can play off of a administration that is behind you 100% and a student body too.
Well, it's been that from day one. You know, the administration support, the school support, the community support. They've done a great job of, you know, rallying behind us and giving us everything we need to be successful. And that's what makes it special at West Boca. I mean, I think when you see the crowd at these games we have, when you see the support that we have, it's really a community and it's really one group of people, you know, supporting one thing, and that's West Boca football. And you know, like I said, we try to do everything we can to make sure that we're, you know, representing them in the highest fashion.
Right. And not only that, you take a look too, and you know as well as I do that any successful program is only as good as the people who send their kids there, trust in you. I know that the Clancys have done a tremendous job with youth football over the last, couple of decades. And certainly they're behind you 100%, you know, making sure that you have a lot of their kids and, kids that know how to play the game. Talk about that, because I think that's so important to talk about a feeder system, because you know as well as I do, you've been in a while, that a lot of these programs only rely on whose player that they can grab, you know, from year to year. And, you know, I mean, and that's how they survive. But to build a real program that, you know, that you see up in the Cocoa areas and the Ponte Vedras and areas that are in smaller areas, because you look at where you're located, you're far enough west where there's not a lot of schools around you. So you've done, you're a big city with a small city environment. And I think that's really helped you in a major way as well.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, as you said right there, you know, we really focus on the development of, you know, when these freshmen come in, of really, you know, of developing these kids from day one. And that was the message from day one, you know, to the staff, to the coaches, everyone. You know, we're not trying to just build a season. We're trying to build a program. And I think, you know, when you have the right kids come into your program and you develop them from an early age, I mean, I think that's where you see, you know, the high level of success that we're having. You know, some of these kids now, this is their third year starting. Kids like Mason Mallory has now played, you know, almost 37, 40, you know, games as a quarterback. Javian Mallory, you know, these kids have been starting for us since freshmen. So now, you know, times you take some of them lumps and you take some of them losses as freshmen, and then now they're juniors and seniors, and I think, you know, now we're just, you know, we're getting everything that, you know, we've been putting our work in for.
Yeah, and you don't have really a big senior class. You know, I was looking at it today and running down a lot of the players that are going to be returning. Yeah, even though you have some seniors who've been with you, you know, through the process, and that's great, and I know that definitely you applaud them for being kind of the foundation for this stuff, but this train's just starting to roll. I mean, you've got a lot of young kids who maybe have done well on JV, plus a lot of players that you've, you know, plugged in, you know, as sophomores and juniors to play big roles. And now you just got to keep them in the process, getting bigger and stronger. Do you encourage a lot of your football players to play other sports, you know, like basketball or wrestle or track?
I mean, absolutely. And I think that's one of the main factors in our success that we've had is just our off-season developmental program and the kids playing other sports and, you know, the buy-in from the administration of having the kids in, you know, sixth and seventh weight training class where they're lifting year-round, where we have a structured environment for them. And I full-heartedly believe in, you know, the kids playing multiple sports. You know, at the end of the day, it's not we want to breed competitiveness, and that's the thing that I think we've always tried to do in anything that we're doing. We're competing. There's nothing that we're not doing on any given day in the weight room, you know, out on the track, on the practice field of what we're doing. We're competing in everything we do, and I think, you know, when you get kids that play multiple sports, like we have a lot of kids that play multiple sports, they learn how to compete in other things, and I think that's just a tool for success for us. But, you know, like I said, we really pride ourselves in what we do in our off season, and that to me is always going to be the main factor in us having success in, you know, in late November, early December, is, you know, what you're doing January through August.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I'm a big believer in what you do in the off season. It makes a big difference in October and November when everything counts. Coach Dylan Potts joining us. Wes Boca Raton, before I let you go, Coach, certainly you played a really challenging schedule this year with Bishop Vereaux and also Western. I know that you and I talked the other day about, you know, maybe scheduling a couple of other programs, you know, to further acclimate the kids. I know that you had been talking about maybe a games to start off the season with some of the Palm Beach teams and highlight. Talk about that and who you're looking maybe to get on the schedule for next year.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, for us as a program is, you know, we don't want to be complacent. We don't want to stay at the same level what we're doing right now. And I think we need to take the next step as a program. And I think in order to do that, you know, you have to play the best teams. And that's something that we felt like we did this year, is we played a lot of the top teams in Florida. So in order for us to take more of that national approach, which we're aiming for, we need to go play some of the, you know, like I said, some of the best programs in the state of Florida. I mean, I can't even sit here and name. There are so many of them.
I know.
St. Thomas Aquinas, Chaminade, Heritage, you know, Miami Central. I mean, you can just go down the list. So like I said, we need to this year to take the next step. And in order to compete on that national stage, we need to play in some of these even bigger time games than what we played this last year, and that's definitely the plan and what we plan on doing next year.
No doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Appreciate you stopping in with us. I know it's a busy night for you, and we'll catch up plenty in the off season.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for everything you do and everything you do, Larry, and it's great being on here, and I'll talk to you soon.
Good stuff. Coach Dylan Potts, the head coach of the 6A state champion West Boca Raton Bulls, and we appreciate him for stopping in.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.